Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God. We live in this country today, and we just give God the glory once again for all the things that he has done for us, how God has kept us and showed us what he wants us to be. Tonight is a very encouraging night for me as I speak to you about the Word of God. I ask you for your prayers. I want to tell you something, that we're living in a day and time where there's a call for repentance. If we look at Proverbs 14 and 12 and Mark chapter 1, verse 15 and Jeremiah 35:15, I would say, praise the Lord, to you that we have to understand what God is ready to do. Amen.
Hello?
Hello, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead. It's your show. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Myrna Trevino. I'm waiting on my husband. He's finishing up dinner, but he'll be up in a little bit. I hope everybody's doing well tonight, and I'd like to welcome you to the show, basically to talk about marriage and what God has done in our lives as far as our marriage and how he's blessed us. So I'm hoping that and praying that the Holy Spirit will fill us both today when we start to speak, because it is him that's speaking through us. It's not us. So whatever he decides to talk about, that's what we'll talk about. So.
Amen.
I've been thinking a lot about the radio station and the show and, the format and all different kinds of things. And it was heavy on my heart after we got off the radio last week. We were talking about just what God has done in our marriage and talking about the subjects of addiction and, all the things that go on in addiction. And there's two sides to the issue, right? There's also a lot of issues that go on in a marriage, and one of them that we don't really like to talk about a whole lot is money. Money is a big one, and a lot of people will think and say that money is just something that we use here on earth, but it's actually something that God has entrusted us with. It's we're stewards of that money, and depending on how we use that money depends on how much we have or how little we have. And let me tell you, in our marriage, we've been up and down with that issue. We had very good jobs and did very well for quite some time. And as I mentioned last week, I wasn't very happy, and so we decided to make some changes. And when we did that, we went out on our own, and we learned a whole lot regarding finances. And we've been up and we've been down. We've been bankrupt. We've been financially, spent. And instead of turning to the things that we know to do in this world, we turned to each other and started praying to God and asking him for help and wisdom. And, we've because of that, he has blessed us. But we found out what the true blessing was, not the resources. The true blessing was him. Are you there? Hello? Dr. Hunter? Dr. Hunter, are you there? Hello? Anybody there? Dr. Hunter? Dr. Hunter?
I'm back on. I'm back on. Are you there,
okay.
Myrna?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Here. Okay. I don't know how far we got. I was just saying that what we found out when we were having all these issues with our finances and we were looking to the world and all the things that we had been trying to fix it, we ended up turning to each other and praying with each other and helping and asking God for the help. And what we found out was that the true blessing was Him. And when we changed our focus and looked at Him, the money issue just went away. And so my husband always says that, you know, the birds don't depend on anything to feed them. God is the one that feeds them and takes care of them. And so, you know, whenever he tells me that, give us our daily bread, he always says that to me if I get, you know, off track. And that always helps me remember who my source is and where it comes from.
Amen. Is he still coming with you?
He's my husband's right here. He just joined me.
How you doing, Willie?
Oh, hey, how you doing? How you doing, Mr. Trino?
Oh, good. My belly's full. I'm a happy man.
All right. Well, I want you to talk to the people about marriage and how that you can help somebody. What y'all have gone through?
Oh, see, marriage life is great right now. I enjoy it every day. Today I called my wife from work at lunchtime just to tell her that I missed her from the weekend. Little things like that will make a marriage stronger. Just call her and say, I miss you.
Amen.
Make them feel loved. Doesn't it, honey?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very much so. I really like the way that he focuses all on the good, all on the good stuff. He very rarely brings up any of the bad stuff. He, you know, if we're not getting along for whatever reason, or you know, I'm being my usual ornery self, and he just takes it to his prayer closet, and he doesn't you know, rub it in my face. He has respect for the fact that, you know, he knows again who the source is and who to take it to. And you know, just like he sits there and he's saying that marriage life is good, that's one of the reasons why, is because he's learned and I've learned not to beat each other up with the negative or the things that are hard. We know where to go and who to go to when things get tough, and when let them go once we've given it to God.
Willie, another thing that makes marriage strong are the little things. Like, I'll give you an example. Like today, this little girl comes in with a whole box full of chocolates to sell for the school. And I'm watching her from a distance, and she goes to the counter. And all these men at work, they all reject her and say, no, I don't have any money. I don't want any. And she starts walking towards me, and I already had my money in my hand. Because the chocolates are for my beautiful wife. If you just...
Amen.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yourself.
And that's God at his best. That's God using us at his best. Amen. Amen.
I mean, I wanted to eat the chocolate, but I saved it for her when I got home. I said, here's your chocolate bar with almonds.
Yeah, and then the box was not open, so I was really happy. And, of course, I'm going to share it with him. So, you know, that's a real good thing. I love chocolate.
So you love it all for yourself. I can understand that. But, you know, we're living in America where we're finding more marriages are falling down. Women have become loose. Men have become loose. And they need to, is it a call for repentance in a marriage? Is there a call of repentance in a marriage when one has done the other one wrong? They both
were
done wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any marriage that doesn't doesn't need that. The issue is whether or not the person who has committed the sin is willing to admit that that's what they've done. And that is the first step, is being vulnerable to each other. Because as long as you won't admit, or I won't admit, that what I've said or what I've done or what I've thought or what I haven't done, I won't admit it, then I am deeply rooted in selfishness and in injustification. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to be deeply rooted in yourself. And when you do that, there's no chance. When you dig in like that, there's no chance. So you have to get to a point like I did, where I was so broken and so unhappy that I was willing to admit my lack my lack of just, you know, of admitting my sins and admitting, you know, that what I did was wrong, or what I said was wrong, or that I didn't make the right choice. And then, as I mentioned before, once I was willing to do that and then talk about it openly to people about it, then that was also the first step in helping, especially women, not to be justified in the hurt, because it's already been done. You can't undo it. And there's no sense in hanging on to it. And the enemy wants you to hang on to it so that he can destroy you and destroy your marriage and destroy your kids. And to me, it just was not worth it. It just was not worth it. And God dealt with me on that.
Well, you know, one of the, if you can tell the audience what really can hinder them from a closer walk with the Lord, what can hinder them?
That for me it was my selfishness. I was concerned about everything that I wanted and what I wanted to do, and I was justified in it because I thought I deserved it, and I was full of pride and arrogance and ego, and, you know, just all the things that are just not from God. I was concerned about me, but when I stopped looking at what I wanted and what I needed and started focusing on what my husband needed and what he wanted, because God is in him, or what my family needed, or what people around me needed, and stopped looking at what I wanted, God took care of me. And that's the one thing I was looking for more than anything. I was looking for somebody to take care of me in the human form, and that can't happen. That doesn't happen. It's not real. What's real is God taking care of me, and I shouldn't depend on anybody else to do that but him.
But you know, I
was going to say, that's how our marriage works. We depend on God instead of each other. And that covenant is there as a church. It's like, when someone is married, that covenant of being married is like the church. It can't be separated. The church can't be separated from God.
Oh, I like that punch you put in there. That was a heavyweight punch there. That was a heavyweight. Because a marriage cannot be separated from the church, and the church can be separated from the marriage. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you this question. When I was reading the book last night, I was reading where it says a woman will rise up and call a man blessed. And in calling him blessed, she will have a good statement for him, and his children, his quiver will be full. So as long as that man do what he's supposed to do, the woman's going to do what she's supposed to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
He's the leader of the household. He is the one that makes the decisions. He is the one. I'm his helper. Now, he can either choose to listen to the help that's coming from the Holy Spirit, or he can choose not to. But it's not my job to deal with him if he doesn't. That's God's job.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that's accountable. And because of that, I have security in knowing that.
Okay. I hear you. Keep talking. Keep preaching. Don't stop. Keep it.
Because I have that security, I have been set free. I have been set completely free.
Free. Completely free. Completely free.
Yeah.
Completely. Not wanna be, not gotta be, but completely free.
Right. Yep.
Free in the marriage, free in your mobility, free in your intellectual. You know, may I ask a question to the whole audience listening?
Sure.
In America, I keep going back to this repentance and this issue of sin, because I know that there are marriages, and as I was reading my Bible, I found these words say to me in Ephesians chapter 5, 1 and 2, therefore be imitators of God as your children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Is that what a wife is supposed to do on this side?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about each
other? I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
No, what I was... Yeah, you know, the repentance of the sin, you know, the sins that we were just talking about this yesterday. Everybody knows about the law and the obvious sins, you know, like don't steal, don't, you know, cheat, don't, thou shalt not kill, all of those obvious ones. And a lot of us don't do any of those things. Some of us do those things in secret, and some of us won't admit to the obvious, to the sins that are not obvious, like those that are plain and written out. For instance, treating your neighbor poorly or being ugly to the cashier at the grocery store because you're having a bad day, or because you don't feel good. Those little things like that that we don't admit to, or that we think we're justified in, or we don't go back and say we're sorry for, those little bitty things all add up and pulls us out of relationship with God. And we're supposed to be in relationship with God. And when we sin like that, it pulls us away from that relationship with God. So the repentance and the sin is deeper than just the Ten Commandments, the obvious things that are also a part of this land and a part of the law here in Houston in the United States. But the obvious things that we don't want to admit to, the deep down dark secrets, the ones that are deep down inside, you know, we don't have to go and say them to each other, but we can go into our closet and say them to God. He already knows them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
He already knows them anyway. And if you don't admit to God, at least to God, what's going on deep down inside of you, you'll always be in bondage. You'll always be in prison. And you'll never be free. I don't care what anybody says. You will not be free.
What do you say, brother? Hello?
I agree with you 100%. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let me make a statement to the audience that's listening. Since we know, those of us who are walking by the word of God, know that Satan has declared war, how do we go in and try to help somebody to break loose from the chains that Satan has around them? For example, through witchcraft, through card reading, they're going to read their love, they're going to do this. How do we go in and persuade them by the love, by God? How do we do it? How can we? How shall we? Must we?
Well, you just said that the obvious word. It's through the love. It was the love and kindness have I drawn thee. And that's the first thing, is through the love. And then once you establish a trust relationship with someone, then you can tell them about the confession, you know, of believing in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that he rose from the dead. You know, but it's through the love first. A lot of times we like to go and we like to, because we do see one sinning, we like to go in and we like to call that sin, you know, judge them by their sins and by their actions and not judging them by the love that God has given us. You know, we want to judge somebody. Judge someone in love. I love somebody enough to say, you know what, I see my brother, I see my sister is falling to sin, but I love them so much to pull them out of that and not going in and judging that sin, but just loving them. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let me ask you this, Dr. What are the weapons? When we use the weapons, do we use them instructive or destructive?
Repeat that question.
I said the weapons of our warfare, do we use them destructive or instruction?
Well, instruction. We got to be instructed by the Holy Spirit. How can we fight a war and we're not equipped for? We got to admit it's through the Word of God. That's right. It's through the Word of God, equipping ourselves. We got to bring everything into the obedience and the knowledge of God. And that's the Word. You know, that's the only way. We don't know His thoughts. His thoughts are not our thoughts. You know, so it's through the Word of God. And that's the same thing. How do we let this mind that be in Christ be in thee? It's through the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and God was the Word. So we're not in the Word. We don't know anything about God.
So
I understand what she's saying. I think also it's through prayer. I think a lot of it is through intercessory prayer and loving them and not judging them, because, you know, that could be me, and that probably was me. So,
amen. I like how you said that, and that's the perfect example. If we could just put ourselves in someone else's shoes,
mm-hmm.
and remember, that's right, and remember somebody prayed us out of what we were in, and we didn't even know they were praying for us.
Yeah,
but somebody was praying for us. And thank God for his mercies, you know, which are new to us each and every day. But if you're not in the Word of God, you don't know that his mercies are new to you every day. You know, we always hear somebody say, somebody had a praying grandmama, you know, and so forth, a praying mama, you know, a father that was in a relationship with God. And we thank God for those ones. And it is through our prayers and our supplications, because we can't break up any hard ground or hard heart. Only God can go in and be the chisel and start working at people's hearts. But it's through the prayer and through the love that we have for one another that we would take the time to intercede, you know, on the behalf of our brothers and our sisters.
Yes, and you just touched on something. It's God touching their heart, God touching them. If God hadn't touched me, I wouldn't have listened to anybody. I wouldn't have listened to someone coming to me and telling me, you know, or quoting scripture to me, or you know, dragging me to church, or I wouldn't have listened. You know, but God was the one that touched my heart. God was the one that showed me, you know, that he could help me. God was the one that gave me the strength to move through that. And it was only because I was so broken, like I said, that I just basically just I begged and cried out to him, help me.
Willie, can I touch on something? Can I touch on something?
Go
Willie?
Right ahead. Just go right ahead, sir.
Another way that God will soften a man's heart is if he were to open up, like, go out to the homeless, go downtown and buy a homeless man a hamburger and just sit and talk with that homeless man for a minute and look into his heart, and
yeah.
God will change your heart just listening to that man's story of how it has happened. It changed my life. It changed my life listening to the homeless. As I would feed them out of the back of my truck, I would look around and see all these homeless people coming to my truck, and I'm giving them sandwiches and all this. But in the meantime, he's working on my heart, softening it. As I look around, it's all it is love. And I would get to the point to where I would look forward to the very next week where I'd go back again to see my friends, because I was looking at them as my friends now instead of just being out the homeless people. He chiseled away at my heart and softened it and made me love everybody.
And then it showed himself, and then he showed himself mightily underneath the freeway through a homeless man to my husband. Face to face, he saw him.
Amen. What else I heard out of just that testimony was that God built a relationship. He established a relationship, and that's why he could touch and move upon your heart. You know, a lot of times we don't react on things because we don't know someone. You know, we're standoffish, you know, because we don't know. And I thank God that he doesn't see male nor female, and he just sees the spirit, because a lot of barriers that block us from wanting to be effective witness, you know, because we're not the same skin color, and you know God said something to you about that person or to do something for that person, but because of the barrier, because of the skin color, it stops us from being effective in what God is doing. But building a relationship, you know, it doesn't make a difference who it is. We should always just look at that soul, you know, and that's what God looks at. He looks at us, our soul. Our soul is precious to God. It doesn't make a difference what color someone's skin is. You know, and there's so many things that we use or the enemy use to block us from being effective.
Right. And when you know God, you don't see skin color anymore.
Come on, amen.
Yep, they came in with you. They came in all shapes, sizes, colors. It did not matter one bit.
Amen.
We learned a lot when we were down in the street. We learned a lot. And I would encourage anybody who is having any kind of issues going on right now to try it. Just go out. Just try it. Don't tell anybody you're doing it. Just go.
Come on, that's
just
right.
Don't give the glory to yourself. Just do it.
Amen.
I know I went out there once, and brothers, sisters, to the listener, I was moved with so much compassion, so much, to see what God was doing. They had an attorney out there. He lost his mind. It's because they wanted him to come back home no more. That's what he thinks. I saw so much. I said, Lord, how can we reach the unreached and tell the untold? That man is out of ease in the ministry right now. That's what God sent us out there for.
Yep.
And, you know, it gives me the spiritual joy, you know, I have to be patient in everything and watch God, be steadfast, you know, unmovable, and say, God, it's not me. See, the war is not between me and the devil. It's between God and the devil. And the devil is fighting, he's losing. So he's going to do everything he can to make sure that the marriages do not stay jointed.
Right.
And so the empowered words you have said tonight, And one thing that we take notice of, if our enemy is hungry, let's feed him with the truth, with water, with bread, whatever it is. See, the yoke can be broken by the anointing. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Yes,
and
sure.
It gives
the
us, it's steadfast. We be steadfast in what God wants to do. Amen.
Right. Amen.
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 What?
Praise the Lord.
So, amen.
We can
read.
Go ahead. Thank you so much for the time to be on the radio. And will you lead us out in prayer?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Father, we thank you once again for a day like today, how that you have moved in the proud places where the husband and wife has come to say their marriage is like being with you, Father. And we prepare ourselves for the marriage. We pray that you will keep us steadfast, keep us joyful. When the time comes to us, let us look unto you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we pray for somebody this day that needs a closer walk with you. We're not trying to elevate, trying to pull down, but we're steadfast, north by north, east by east. Father, we stay in those parameters because you are there, Father. We thank you. We thank you for the rising of the sun and for the setting of the evening. We thank you for it. We thank you for the food that you have prepared for our bodies, which you've given them. But more from the bread of heaven, because your word says men ate angel food, and God, you said their bellies were full, filled with meat, and we thank you for it. We know that what you have done in us, through us, and by us, you promised us your word. You cannot lie. You said, behold, I send my word. When I send my word, it will not return unto him void. And we thank you, Father, for the husband and wife standing together. For the Bible declares, Father, there'll be the head and not the tail. There'll be on top and not beneath. There'll be lenders and not borrowers. We likewise thank you, Father. We take your word and we live by it. We take your word and we pray it to you. We give your word back to you, Father. Your word, that's how you know that we are understanding what you're saying to us. We want to thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are a teacher in this hour. And Father, in the world we live in, we pray for some man, some woman, some husband, some wife, some husband, the children that they have, Father, that they will reconsider. It's not worth splitting the law. Let it stay whole. Father, I ask you this in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Because he came, he gave his life for us. He died on the cross, was buried in the grave, but he got up with all power. And he led on to the captive. He sent back to us, Father, the gifts. And we want to thank you for it. I thank you this evening. I thank you for the time we spent together. It is in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Want to add one more thing to that? Thank you, Father, for showing us your love. Thank you, Father, for showing us your love.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Not only for showing us your love, Father, but showing your unsearchable riches, your unsearchable. The more we search, the more we discover. No matter how we come to the state, there's more of you yet that we want. We want more of you. And I'm not trying to be a copycat, but Father, we want more. We want more. We want more of you.
Mm-hmm.
The more love of you, the more holiness of you, the more understanding, the more wisdom to do. And you say it, that you sent your son to bring us out of this world. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Dr. Hunter.
Amen. You're welcome. May God bless you. Next
you
time,
too.
Next week, Anytime.
Okay. Good
Amen.
Night.
All right. Love you too. Praise the living God. Well, amen. Hello, out there. Somebody listening? Are you there? Well, I want to talk something right quick that the Lord has laid on my heart. Spirits of joy. Because the day what I saw God do, I saw God use some women who was obedient, who was steadfast. I don't brag on them. I don't try to push them up. But I thank God. And this was reminded to me out of the book of Romans. It says, do not set your minds on high things. They didn't set their minds on high things. But they were associated with the humble. They humbled themselves before God, that God will get the blessing. Do not be wise in their own opinion. They always elevated God. Likewise, I elevate God. Don't be hung up on your own opinion. God has the final word through Jesus Christ. Jesus will judge the world. And if you don't know him in the first, hallelujah, you got to remember the first judgment was we were judged at the cross. But we're going to be judged afterward what we have done. And this is why I would say to us, listen tonight. I want you to understand sometimes people get all upset with you. Don't go and try to repay people with evil for evil. Let them look, you know, God's going to reward you for the good things instead of all men. And he's going to allow it. See, it's of you to depend on God and to live peaceable with everybody, not just with yourself. You know, it's hard to live with Willie Hunter, but I live with it because I'm at peace with God. When you're at peace with God, you're at peace with yourself. He said, behold, you know, I don't avenge myself. I mean, a lot of things in the past, I said, wow, back in the day, that would have been it. But God will avenge everything. And God is so good in his mercy. He will repay. We don't have to eat. If we thirst for anything, God says they're going to have to repay it. See, some people live in this world we live in, think they got it good, they're moving better, doing better, but God is looking for the humble and meek. He wants to see us, him living in us. And this is why God has blessed us to have what we have. And I say this to everybody, let's listen. If you want to call in for prayer, we want to pray for you, because we've got a lot to do for the Lord tonight. God has been good to us. And I'm here to tell you, God has been good to us in more words than one. For example, when you get up early in the morning, you say, good morning, Father. How are you doing? Do you take the first thought to thank God for everything he's done for you? When you lay to bed, when you finish with your usual task during the day, do you take time to say, Father, had it not been for you, I wouldn't be where I am today. Here I've passed my age on the 10th of October. I was 68 years old. And I look back and say, Lord, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I am today. But many have crossed over, but you left me here for a reason. Therefore, I must pursue and catch a call of God calling for my life. I have nothing to fear. I don't have fear of itself. The only fear I have is of God. Satan can threaten me, but God said it'll be for a moment. Because I know what he did for Job, God will do it for me. I may not lose all the benefits, but this, that, it. But God will test us. He will allow the enemy. God don't test us. He will let the enemy the enemy go and get permission to test us, because somewhere we walk the wrong way. That's why I try to encourage everybody, always remember, judge yourself. Because if you don't judge yourself, you're leaving yourself up for the king, which is to come. And you know, I listened to a prayer line today. It motivated me. It aroused me in the spiritual awareness. I hear women crying out, they're birthing the things that God wants in his life. And I have to cry out to God, that the women, have mercy upon us, Father. Have mercy upon us men. Let us take our place, our rightful place. No one is supposed to be not protected by a man. Not necessarily. No. God made us for a purpose. Husband and wife, men and women. It comes a time in our life where we have to come to the throne of God in much prayer. Our prayer should be, Father, I have sinned against my wife. Will you forgive me? I didn't treat her right. I didn't love her like I was supposed to. Will you forgive me, Father? What am I doing? I'm coming to the Father asking him, because when my prayers are hindered, God cannot answer them, because my prayers are being shorn by the God looking over me as a keeper. Because I made the confession. I made it. None but God. And there's nobody like God. God sits high, looks low at everything that's going on. And as I was telling some people yesterday, I said, you know, many times, you don't know what's going on up the highway. It's all blocked, or no, it's not, because the ringmaster is sitting at a high point. He said, car number 84, slow down. Let this train pass by this railroad track. You don't know, it could have been a big wreck there. But God has his hand on watching over us. Many times we get it wrong. Sometimes we get it right. Most of the time we get it 99.1. But God is still looking for the perfection. You know what? The more I study the Apostle Paul, the more I begin to understand how the Holy Spirit used that man. And God downloaded me. He wasn't all talking to Jews. He was talking to Gentiles. He was saying to them, he said, look, I mean, every letter he wrote, he brought in this here. He said, you Gentiles knew how you did before you come to know Jesus. So no sense in complaining you don't know him. We're not a part. Yes, we are a part of him. He is there for us. And I would have us to say this in the name of Jesus. There is no God like our God, who gave his only begotten Son, that he might, he sent him to say this word, that if any man does not, that any man that receive him, have a right to life. But when you don't do what God says, because the Bible says, he that rejects the Son does not know the Father, but he who knows the Son knows the Father. Because when you know the Father, you know the Son. Because the Son came. And you know what I take notice of? That God, and that's the term everybody uses, he downloads. God handed to us to our spirit. He lets it be known. He said, greater work shall you do than these. Greater work, not somewhere, greater work. We're going to see more people healed. We're going to see more people rising up from the dead, because God is downloading those, their prophets, their evangelists, their pastors, their teachers, their apostles, their evangelists. And there's a whole group. The fivefold ministry needs to hear what God has to say. But you know, I pray, your God is the same. Father, we submit and we commit unto you. Because without you, Father, see, Father, the position that America is standing in right now, you're not a God of beggar. You're God of redemption. You sent us redemption. You let your Son give his life for us, that he could redeem us from this evil world. And you let it atone for us. That is you who made things possible. And because of that, we said thank you. We said thank you. And then, you know, Father, because the conversation that we have with you, we love you. We thank you for everything that you have done, everything that you have done. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Father, I praise you for the day. I praise you, Father, that there are people that are still crying out. Will you send us to somebody? Will you bring us to know that somebody needs a touch, a kind word, a word that will lift up a head that's turned aside? But Father, we're asking you for the fullness of your Holy Ghost, the fire to do what you said we need to do. You said we're going to speak to that mountain. We're going to command that mountain. That mountain is going to be moved. The mountain could be disease, could be problem, could be marriage, whatever it could be. We're going to speak to it in the name of Jesus. Because it's you, Father. It's you. And we thank you. We thank you. Father, I just want to thank you for the word I received today, Father. And I know, Father, the word comes. A young man that lives here in Houston. They was leaving in one place, going somewhere else during the night. Somebody shot them, killed them, shot them dead, sprayed them with a lot of bullets. Nobody know why they did it. But God knows. God knows. See, that person think they got away, but they ain't got away. They got to stand before God. And the Apostle Paul said, I was once the chief sinner. He confessed of his sins. He said, I was ready to stop them for what they was doing because I thought what I was doing for God. See, sometimes you can have a misconception of doing God's will, but it's your will out of hatred, despondency, getting even, making it level. You don't have to level nothing. God's going to level it. God walked on the water, and the water was just as calm. God speak to the mountain, mountain move out. See, Jesus Christ is staying in this hour that we now live in. To those of you who stay with me, in me, and by me, I'm here for you. Because he presents us to the Father. He takes us to the Father in his holiness. He says, Father, these are the ones that are worthy. The blood of Jesus covers us and keeps us. And I would say to those of us who are praying and believing God, God is going to repay. My prayer is to God that God will make us to know that he's the only true God. There is no other God but him. And I tell you with love in my heart, God is not trying to control you. God wants to love you. He wants to love me. The more I submit to fear to God, the more I can feel God's anointing falling upon me. The more I can witness his word coming down through somebody else. And Father, I repent because sometimes I do take it upon myself not to listen to what I hear, but I need to hear what you're saying and say what you're hearing, Father. Will you forgive me, Father? Will you forgive me and bring me back to that prominent place that you have for me? And I love you for it. I thank you. I repent of it. I ask that the blood of Jesus come again. Now, judge myself. I made the mistake. I made the mistake, Father. Forgive me. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me. And it's your word that I live by. It's your word that I can live by. It's your word. I thank you for it. Because it's in your word, Father. It's in your word that everything is possible. All things are possible. And today, Father, as I cry out for somebody, from the West Coast to the East Coast to the Northern part to the Southern part, let your fire go through this America. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost start all over, Father. Let repentance start. Let the signs and wonders know that soon and very soon. But Father, send us ahead of time to say he's coming. He's coming. And they will see and hear the word of the living God. And may we not get stuck up on ourselves or what we have, what we want to have, but Father, you said you will make all things possible to those who believe. For your word said, when we pray, say it, Our Father, who art in heaven. You in heaven, Father, and we thank you. We thank you that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, in heaven, there is no sin, there is no begging, there's joy, joy, joy. Let that be on this earth realm in the present time that we live in, Father. Hallelujah. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. We thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us this day. When it looked like we couldn't get up, you was there to help us up. When it looked like things wasn't going right, you were still right there. Satan buffered us every way he could, but we're still standing. And we thank you for it. Not only me, but everyone who believes, Father. Somebody's crying out today to have mercy upon us. Some person behind the prison bar, they're asking to have mercy upon them, Father. Father, I thank you for allowing me to go to the prison and minister to those, Father. Because we were in the prison once, but Jesus came by and set the door open for us. And because we are free, we said thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. And then, Father, I ask you tonight to look upon the blog, talk radio, and bless those who have been steadfast and making sure it gets to where it's supposed to be, Father. And the desire of my heart is to win souls. Win the unwin and tell the untold. His name is Jesus Christ. And without him, you can't get to see the Father. The name Jesus is your passport. The name Jesus is it's where you get into the big dinner. And then, Father, I want to thank you. Jesus, when you said you give us the kingdom. We thank you for that kingdom. That kingdom, Father, is full of everything that you're going to give us. It's going to be bigger as this world. Hallelujah. If we can see it in our little minds, see the bigness of what God, hallelujah. What you going to do, Father? Jesus, you said, because the Father gave your kingdom, you're going to give us the kingdom. And in that we can do, hallelujah, we're going to judge the tribes of Israel. And Father, we want to thank you. I want my life to be so consecrated to you, Father, that the blood of Jesus Christ will wash me thoroughly, inside and out. May my heart be set right before you. May my thoughts be right before you. Father, the endeavor I did want to do, I don't do it no more. And I thank you. The thoughts I used to have are not of you, Father. But I know your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And Father, you say you know the thoughts that you have for me. And the thoughts you have for us is not evil. But it's to bring us to a rating, to an executive. And Father, I thank you for that. Because you let us come to you. We don't see you, but we know you're there. You got angels all around us, and we thank you. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We adore you, Father. We're not ashamed of standing up before those that don't know the name of Jesus Christ, and we tell the world. He died, but he rose. Hallelujah. We love you, Father. Father, my prayer is for the sinner man, the sinner woman, for the backbiter, for the liar, for the thief, for the murderer, for the witchcraft, for those who are using different arts. So they went to Apostle Paul, and they convicted by the Holy Spirit. They burned the books, made the same thing happen in his life. People who playing with witchcraft and devilness, Father, and that the fullness of your word will come. Bring it down from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. That your word will overflow. That your word will let it be known that you are the true living God. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for everything you have done in us and through us and by us. I pray for the senators. I pray for both houses, the Republican and Democrat. I pray that they come to a common end of understanding. Nothing can happen unless God will through prayer. I pray, Father, that you will let your will be done and take will through Jesus Christ in us. And Father, we look upon where we're standing right now, looking back years that have passed and gone, and yet we're still standing. When we didn't have food to eat, you were there. We didn't have water, you were right there. Here we are right now, calling on your name and loving you for everything you're doing. I thank you, Father. And Father, I just ask you tonight, let the fullness of your Holy Ghost impact my life constantly. I speak the words, without Jesus, I can do nothing. I ask you to revolutionize my singing from this fleshly way to the Christian way, to come to a point to hear and know that the only true God is the God that comes. And the still of night, speak to me. In the quietness of the morning, speak to me. In the early of the day, speak to me, Father, through Jesus Christ. I'm your son. I call on you, and I ask you to have mercy upon me. And I ask you, Father, that there will be peace in my house. There will be nothing but peace. Peace that passes understanding. The peace of God. And, Father, the only thing I will accept is the full peace of you. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will let your name, Yeshua HaMashiach, I let your name overpower him. I will let your name, your anointing that you have. I know, Father, we let the blood of the word go forth. Let the blood of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Father, for a lot of people won't believe, but I believe it. I know you're sending an angel by me, Father. You have a lot of work for me to do, and I'm desiring you to do it. But I know each day I live is a day by day. And I want my days to be rich in you, not poor in you, but rich. Rich in you. Rich to do your word. Rich to tell your word. Rich to let people know they can see the fullness of you living in me. And let the fullness of your mind incorporate me. Let it incorporate me. Let it breathe. Let it be you leading me and me following you. In Jesus' name. Because without you, Father, can't do it. Living in a city right now where sin is gone rampant. I pray for the preachers who have a touch, who have a belief, who want to see the fullness of God. Some who want to stand back and say, we don't let this happen in our church. Father, I know you made them noble seals. But when they're wrong, you bring it to their attention that they need to step back and let the Holy Ghost into the church. I pray this day, Father, that Jesus will drive them in and drive them out. Let them come where the true manner of the word is being spoken. Let them look upon life and see it as full, full in joy, full in peace, full in understanding, full with love and kindness. But this day we just said, thank you, Father. I said, thank you for everything. Everything you've done in America. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, from California to Texas to Georgia to Florida to Alabama to North Carolina, South Carolina, to Tennessee. Hallelujah. My Idaho. Wyoming. Utah, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Father, let your word rise up in the believer. Hear our prayer, O God. I pray this night for the prophets, the apostles, the teachers, the evangelists, and the pastors. And the gifts you have bestowed upon them, that they will not use it in a wrongful way. And Father, I thank you. You have shown me that I don't have to beg nor bond, because you made me the head and not the tail. I should be above and not beneath. I should be a limit, not a bar. And you say, the ground you're going to give me is good ground. And you're going to open up your treasures of heaven. You're going to let the water come down. And I thank you for it. Your word has to be sure. Your word has to be sure, Father. And I thank you for it. Somewhere, somebody, we're calling on you. You're going to put a blessing in my name, in my olive oil, Ezekiel. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I ask that you would bless Prophetess Rose and Prophetess Shanda and all others who I love to know, but you put both of them in my path, and I thank you for them. I love you for them. I love you for the attitude that they have, how they work in the succinctness of doing your will, and I thank you, Father. I pray that men will have the same attitude, the same attitude. They will not give room to the enemy. They will not give room. When Satan comes in, God, you have said you're going to put a standard. And we are that standard. We're going to stand. We're going to believe. We're going to believe because you are the true and living God. And without you, we can't do nothing. I thank you for this hour of time that you've given us, Father. As I call upon your name, to bless my pastor, bless the church, bless the school, bless everybody that desires to walk according to your word. For the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you're God, and we love you. We love you, Father. We love you for everything that you've done for us. And, Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you. And we know that we want to scatter your seed, your word. We know we're going to be prosecuted. We know we're going to be put down. We know there's going to be lies told us. We're going to stand firm, unmoved, no stepping back, always stepping forward. We're not cowards. We're humble lambs. And we don't mind if we have to go to the slaughter, because we know we shall live again. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for everything. I thank you for this. I thank you right now with the book in my hand. I thank you that my hand is able to pick it up. And I love you, Father, what you've done for me. Because I look back, Father. Many things I've seen and I've done, and I've asked you to forgive me. You've forgiven me. But I keep a person knowing that man don't live anymore, because there's another man. His name is the Son of God. And it's in him I live and move and have everything. Everything I do is for him, through him, by him. And I'm asking you tonight, Father, to increase the word of God in these last days. Your word is being preached. Many ears have not heard it. Many ears have not heard what it says. And Father, we want to thank you. In countries that only go to worship a pagan God, forgive them, Father, as Israel began to worship a false God, and Moses came down and chastised them, that you would have mercy. I pray today that we who have the understanding will tell them that they, hallelujah, with the word of God, that witchcraft and sin, lying and stealing and killing and falsification, everything that is not of Jesus, is not into the kingdom. You said in your word, Father. Because the first time you're going to call us right now in America, I pray for America. I pray for the president. I pray for both speakers of the House. I pray that their hearts be mellowed. The president will be likewise. Pray for this nation of people, that we will come undivided but united in love and peace. May we not look upon a man, whether he's black or white, rich or poor, but let your word be, let it be. So, Father, as Satan came to get permission from you to go in and buffer Satan, the devil has gotten permission from you because of something we've done wrong, and Satan has buffered us. But we love you because we know you're going to keep us. We're going to keep us. I thank you, Father, for everything you have done in this life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for my upcoming grandson, yet to be feast my eyes upon. But I pray he be perfectly delivered. I pray for him and his wife. I pray, Father, for him. I pray for my wife. I pray for my daughter. I pray for her son. And then, Father, there's a lady I know that lives on the other side of me. She got worried that her grandson was killed. But, Father, give strength there. Give strength. Give strength. Sometimes, Father, and you warned us in your worry, let us not go with the person who's full of, who has blood in their eyes, that rise up with their eyes full of blood. That young man was people that didn't know God. They was messing with drugs, and he lost his life trying to drive for somebody, even though using him to be a drug mover. But, Father, we thank you. Pray for that lady, that you will bless her and let her know all things work according to God. Because there's going to come a day, Father, the life we now live, we're going to have to leave this body. But we're going to live with a new body. A new body. And you said in your word, those who take a high look and hofty and got this and got that and think of somebody, don't have an idea what's coming upon us. But will you keep us, Father, that the soul will live for eternity. It will cease not to live. We stand before you. Our soul is all we have. We don't have no money. We don't have no oil. We don't have no lumber. Lord, we have nothing to give you but our love. That's all I have, Father. And your love is sufficient in our time of need. Your love is sufficient to me, coming from a poor beggar boy to where I am now, Father. Not knew my own earthly father, but you became my father. And for this I say thank you. I pray tonight that somebody's heart is being touched, or some father's not there to pin up with children. Or some woman has gone out in the wrong place. But we call on you because we know you can make a change. And, Father, we said thank you. My prayers go to you, Father. My prayers go to you. My prayers go to you, Father. My prayers go to you, Father. My prayers go to you, Father. I pray tonight that you will hear us. I pray tonight that the prayer will be heard, that a better understanding, that there will be a time of victory and a time of uniting in prayer. The many who come on the radio station, on the telephone, different devices we have in this hour. But I pray tonight that we will have an effective prayer to reach out and touch the untouched, and tell the untold. Let us stand up and tell the men that they need to be men and not acting like women. Let the women do the same. And Father, this new attitude that they have, they put it all over on the internet, Father. But it's a place that they're going to see you coming back. And the Bible says, every eye shall see him. Oh, Papa, And Father, look into the east. You're coming from the east. And I want to thank you. I pray that you watch over Jerusalem, Father. I pray that you watch over Jerusalem. For your word, to he that keepeth Jerusalem shall never slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll never slumber nor sleep. You said when the sun cometh, shall not smell another moon at night. And when we leave from this place, our souls shall return back. We give you the praise. We love you. We love you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yay! Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And we just say amen, and we love you, Father, and we thank you for everything that you are doing, what you're doing for us. And Father, somebody's in the hospital right now, needs a touching hand. I pray, Father, that your will be willed in me to go and touch somebody that you say go touch. Not because I want to go and touch them, but because you say it. Your word is true, your word is sure, and your word is very accurate. I pray, Father. Pray for somebody in the hospital. I don't know her, but you know her. My prayers go to them, Father. Let my hands go toward them in prayer. Let my thoughts go toward them in prayer. And Father, somebody is on the streets right now. Don't even know where they're going. People say they're crazy. But you, Father, have the mind. Because you let nothing go by. Eyes have not seen. Woo, Jesus, I love you. Ears are not heard. Now the things that you have laid and stored up for those that just love the name of Jesus. Woo, Jesus, thank you for everything that you're doing through Jesus Christ. It is through Jesus that hallelujah. And I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Yes, I thank you, Father. Because all you have done for me, through me, and by me, it is you who have done it. I couldn't do it if it wasn't for you. But you did it, Father. You did it. Oh, yes, you did it. You did it. You did it. You did it. You did it for us in Jesus' name. And Father, I said thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I pray for the young lady today, Father, that come to an encounter with you, Father. But she dropped her educational attitude and surrendered to you, Father. And I thank you. I thank you for the women who took up the helm and brought it into a closer walk. And I thank you for it. And I thank you, Father. I pray that you will increase me with knowledge and understanding of what I must do. Because, Father, they tried to instill, but you said, keep trusting in the Lord. You brought me back to where I am now, Father. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I shall live. I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And the works of the Lord to do his will, to reach out as Jesus did. Because Jesus said, greater works shall we do, because we go to be with the Father. And Father, we want to glorify you. We want to magnify you. We want to honor you. We want to let the world know you're the only true God. Hallelujah. 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 And whoosh, Father. And then, Father, my spirit, man, has been revived. For the many things you've done thus far. And I can just say hallelujah. I love you. I thank you. I know you got the watchers around the continuing watching. We're watching for the return. As the lady and man did the prophet and the prophet, they were watching. Behold, they cast eyes upon the Son of God. And said, we are now ready We are now ready. We have seen your promise. And Father, we can't say what they said. We say we believe your promise to this generation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Yes, thank you for everything that you have. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done. It's all about you. It's not about us. Not how much gold I can get, how much diamond, ruby, cars, plane. It's all a toy to play with for the kingdom of God. To move from point to point, not being puffed up, but trusting in you, Father. Trusting in you, Father. But bless your sons and daughters continuously. Let the women stand like Martha stood, like Mary stood. Let them stand like they did in the Old Testament. Let the roots stand. Let them stand. Let them stand, Father. Let them stand before the true and living God. Let them be a Esther of this house. Let them be like Abraham's wife. Let them grin. But you're going to do it anyhow, Father. We love you, and we thank God for you. Yes, Father. Yes, yes. And then, Father, the continuous prayer for the continuous embedding of your word in our souls, because our bodies one day will, our bodies one day will die. But while we in the body, we want to give you the glory to the highest point, because we know that we're anchored. And your word has declared, your word has declared, your word has declared, by his stripes, we were healed. And Jesus, yes, yes, by your stripes, the stripes you took on your back, the 39, the price that were put over your head, the piercing in the side, how they whip you, unmerciful. You did it for all of us, and particularly for me. You did it for me, Father, and I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that the Father loved you so that he raised you on the third day. Hallelujah. And I believe on the day you're going to come back, you're going to raise us. We're not here to be caught up with that. With the dead in Christ. We want to thank you. Our bodies will be changed, but our soul will be with you. And for this we say thank you. Lord, I can't do it without you. I just can't make it without you. I can't make it without you. But it's your word. I trust in the Lord and lean not to my own understanding. I want to thank you for the prayer warriors that be with me. I want to thank you for the quietness of the spirit that you have given to me and the understanding that you're giving. For without you, nothing can happen. But everything is by you and your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody there is listening to us out there in the radio land. So who is this man? I'm a man that believes. I'm a man that trusts God. I'm a man that believes God. And I lay my hands upon this radio, and through the airways, I declare and decree that whatever is needed that you need from God will be given right now. The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. Somebody has been touched right there. Somebody has been touched. I thank you, Father. I believe it's so. I believe it's so. For I love you so, and I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I praise you. I love you. I adore you, and I magnify you. When the sun sets, to the setting of the rise, and you're still God. I thank you. From the get down and get up, I thank you for it. For not having and having, I thank you. I thank you that I have it. Because there's a coming time I won't have it, but I thank you. I thank you, Father, because I trust in your word. I trust in your word, not mine. Your word shall not return to you void. But where you send it, it shall accomplish. And I pray you will use the ministries that we have, that the word will go and accomplish that we send it to. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for those who are yet to come on the radio station who have an open heart, a full heart for the kingdom, but no foolishness, no plan, no think about what they want, but what does God require of us. I thank you, Father. Thank you for that dream, the words that were born in my spirit are now reality. Satan is a liar. He told me I couldn't do it, but it's been done. Now, thank you, Father. It's not about me. It's about you, Father. It's about you. When you commit, you submit. When you commit to us, you submit to us. But we must be obedient. For you say that we'll be willing and obedient. We can eat the good of this land. We ain't got to starve. We ain't got to beg and borrow and walk around like we poor. Because we love each other. And the body of Christ, we help one another. One suffer, we all suffer. One full, we all full. And for this I said, thank you. Let the body of Christ in the earth realm come back to that fullness, come back to that understanding of equality. What's underneath is on top, what's on top is in the bottom. And Father, for this we said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the testimony that you sent through the apostles, those daring men that stood with you, Jesus, and that man who come later. And thank you, Father, for the word has been preached and taught. It's been taught. It's been said. I have not seen, nor have the heart or the mind understand what God's going to do because of his name, Jesus, his beloved son. He said, behold, this is my beloved son, and I am well pleased with him. That's what I want you to say about me, Father. You're well pleased with me because I want to do your will. I want to do your will, not my will. Each day I pour myself off of the flesh that the fullness of you might live in me, moment by moment, day by day. Let the flesh die, let the spirit be cooking in me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for me, through me, and by me. For in this hour, in a minute, I pray for the righteousness who will rise up to that place called the mayor, that the people's heart will be changed and see. And understand that God, and Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. I want to abide. We want to abide under your wing, under your full protection, Father. But in your full protection that we can do the great, great things. And we just said thank you. And we praise you and we love you and we adore you. What is you, Father? It's you, Father. Somebody in Moss Oak Street needs to know Jesus. Somebody in Riverwood needs to know Jesus. Somebody in Houston needs to know. Somebody in America needs to know. But the comfort of my prayers are, I thank you, Father, for allowing me to see it clearly, to see it clearer each day. The more I walk in faith, the more faith fellows me. The more I pray, the more you allow me to pray. The more I submit, you allow me to submit. The more I be obedient, I must be obedient. Because, Father, the life I used to live, I don't want that life. That man don't live here. But the man, the Son of God, lives here in the name of Jesus. It's through him that I live. And I thank you, Father. And I ask you to let me rise up with your word. Have it stamped upon my lips, upon my tongue, in my ears, in my eyes, in my walk, in my talk, that they will know he's a man of God. He's a man who loves God. He's a man that can obey God. And I won't beg anybody for anything, Father. You will give me everything I desire. For you say it in your word. And I point your word back to you. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 12 and 14. It says, you said you, Father, give us power, me power, to get wealth. That I might establish your covenant in the earth. Just as it was done by the Holy Father, it's going to be passed on to us. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father, that you have stiffened my feet under us, Father. Thank you, Father. I thank you that we live in a place called there. There you'll meet us. There you'll talk to us. There you will let us know that it's you, Father, because we love you. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I want to say thank you. Your words mean more than drinking water because your word can be instant water. I thank you for it. I thank you for my wife. I pray that whatever desires in her heart and righteousness will be fulfilled. I pray that she will come a closer walk with you, not according to what I desire, but the word of God. May that be so laced in truth and understanding, and you will bring the enemy to know he cannot come in. He's a liar from the start, he'll be a liar from the end. And I thank you, Father. And this night in America, my prayer is branded the blood of Jesus. And I seal my prayer to you, Father. It's my petition. For all that I've asked for and believe, because you see, this is the prayer that we pray because we have the confidence. We know that the Father hears with us because we satisfy him, because we keep his commandments. And the petition that we have made before him, he will answer them in his time. He's going to answer them. And for this, I say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Is there anybody on the line out there? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the living God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's no God like our God. And you know, I have asked God, and God gave it to me, and I will honor God. And I want you to know that God wants to give us some unlimited power. There is unlimited power that God wants to give us. He said, and you know, God said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask me whatever you want, and I'll do it for you. It'll be done for you. You know why God's going to do it? Because he loves you. Can't make God change. Can't make God pray. But you got to be honest with God. You got to be honest with him. God wants honesty. I don't need whatever. Father, I give it to you. I give it to you. I'm not going to look upon myself as being this or that, but I'm going to thank you, Father. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to take this flesh and say, die, flesh. I'm going to fast and pray and command you to die that the Spirit of God may live in me. Why? Because the fullness of God, the undergirding of God, will keep me and shake me and make me. No matter what nobody says about me, through me, because God is able. And I can say this to the world. He lives. He lives inside me. And you know one of the things I can say that God has done? Somebody didn't have what you're supposed to have today, but God made a way. I can say amen. I know it's going to get better. Amen. I know what God said in his word. The Bible says we need to get started now, not tomorrow, now, seeking his face. Jesus did it. The years he was on earth, he would get away. Sometimes we need to get away from people and pray and study and pray and study and pray and study and pray and let God speak through us. They're going to say, I ain't never heard you. I ain't never heard that sister speak like that. But you know God. God's power is awesome. God is a good God. He's a merciful God. And somebody said one day, you don't like homosexuals and lesbians. I said, oh, I do. But I don't like to see it to him. It's an abomination. I pray that they will come to know Jesus Christ and say, that man don't live here no more. That evil spirit, that's a spirit of defunctness. God is not going to let it in his kingdom. To the thief, the same thing. To the murderer, the same thing. To the witch, he's not going to let it before his presence. But my beloved, I will say to you tonight, be ready for the first resurrection. For in the first resurrection, there is power. Because in the second resurrection, there is no power. You want to be the first. Yes. And I've been teaching on judgment and crown. A lot of people say, I didn't know all this in the Bible. It's in there. It's in there. But you know why you said something? Because you don't want to be taught. You want to do it your way. Men want to do it that way. We want to do it that way. And God's way preempts it all. Preempts it all. And what God wants to do in his power, God wants to bring us back to a point where we can say, Lord, here I am. If you believe God, you're going to trust God. Now I want you to know, it's so easy to believe that God exists. But people don't want to believe that they can save him. How do you save God? The question is raised. You save God by submitting to what he has sent for us, to the Jew and the Gentile. We're going to have to submit to Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who takes us to the Father. And he's going to say, do you believe? Because the Father sent me to do what I'm doing. I'm not doing what I do because I want to do it. I'm doing it because the Father sent me. Oh, no, man, I ain't no hood like that. Well, listen. The more you get yourself in the frame of mind, understanding God, okay, God, let me understand this word you say. Let me understand it better, Lord. And you know what God does? He'll sit you down and he'll just, the more you get in a quiet place, the more you begin to talk to God, God never gives up on us. God is stable. He's strong. I read about in the book Psalm 91. He's been the horn of my salvation. His word is strong. His word is powerful. And see, to the new generation. We've got to tell you, you need to know Jesus. See, getting up older, this is what he said. He got a good voice. Now, if you don't have the voice of God, I'm not putting it down, but I have to make a correction. Because the word of God, you can go get all these different Bibles and read them. And I can tell you from a study that's been done, most of them not going to tell you about the blood of Jesus. All through the scriptures, you're going to find about the blood of Jesus. And all about the Old and New Testament, you're going to find about a man who was prophesied about 400 years of life between that. And God sent a prophet named John, and John came and said, prepare the way, for there's one who's coming soon. I am not worthy to seal up. So he's coming. We could be on Twitter, Facebook, blog, YouTube, your streaming, and all of this, if you ain't got Jesus, ain't gonna make a difference. Don't care how much education I might have, it's zero in God's sight. Because of the faith, I always say like this, it's called the faith factor. The more you get faith, the more you can force the word of God in, out by you. Because the enemy don't want to see you walk in faith, because when you walk in faith, you see, the just shall not live by faith. The just shall not live, the just shall live by faith, correct it. The just shall live by faith. But if you live in another way, you're not living. For the law couldn't save you, nor me. The law was that of the schoolmaster, the teacher, and to bring us to the understanding. But it did its job. He'd have to say, oh, I can't cross that river. Too deep, too wide. Oh, I can't cross that river. But the Son of God did. Gave his life for us. And you know what? We just need to pray more and love each other more and thank God more for what he's done for us, through us, and by us. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. That's how we know God is. God is real. Somebody asked me, they got to call Facebook. And I asked somebody else, that says, can they show me how to upload and the Facebook show? They said, I don't know. I said, well, you got all this here. Who does it? Somebody I gave it to. I just thought, I said, you know what? That's what a lot of people want to do. They want somebody else to live that Christian life where they do what they're doing. That ain't where it's supposed to be. So you know what I do? Just sit down and study the word. The more I know, the more I know. The only thing I hate in life that I didn't get a good understanding of mathematics, man, a good understanding. But I was busy working, pulling cotton, cutting corn, cutting wood, getting onions up and bring it, because I lived in a poor family. But God raised me to where I am. You think I'm ashamed? Nope. Because God did it. And I always tell somebody, whatever happened, God has done it. Whatever I got good, God has done it. And see, I want to comfort to the Christian family. God has not forsaken us. God has not left us. He wants us to continue to be humble, to continue to follow his precepts and concepts, to continue. Continue. Jesus said continue. Continue. Continue what? Continue doing what you've been doing. Don't worry about what's going on in America. America's going to fall one day. Probably may fall tonight or tomorrow. But we got to trust God. Because if they, see, the enemy wants to take us, he wants to take everything. He don't care about the black man or the white man or the red man or the black man or the yellow man or the brown, purple. He don't care. Because he said skin for skin. He said it to Job. He said it regarding those. He said skin for skin. You think Satan, you think he's taking, matter of fact, his demon, you think they're going to have mercy on you? Nope. Nope. Go to the flock. That's why when you go and read the sixth chapter of Proverbs, you'll see where it says, my son, keep the words of the father and the mother's commandments. He said, take the word and put it around you, your neck. It shall walk with you. It shall talk with you. When they go to sleep, it'll wake you up and start talking with you. If you keep the word of God around you, by you, and through you, you can't help but see what God is doing. It took me a long time to understand one word, love. Love is a powerful, it's a powerful statement. But you know what, if you look at a dog and don't frown at it, but smile and keep walking, definitely that dog ain't going to bother you. But when you try to face him, that's when it gets all rough and tough. And I try to tell everybody, you ain't got to face him if Jesus hasn't done that. Satan has been defeated. But a lot of people say, no, yeah, he has. He's been defeated. He lost his rightful place in heaven. Jesus said, I beheld him falling from heaven, zigging and zagging into the third part of the with him, the angel. And you know who's down there? Because when Jesus came, he locked him up. That's why you see so much going on. The little demons. See, just as Jesus has it, God has a position, you know, all the way up from the man, Jesus, all the way back up to God. It comes up and down. Satan got his own. He got his own kingdom like that. He ain't nothing but a fool. He ain't a man. He's a spirit, an outcast spirit. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. He's a murderer. He's a murderer of young children. He's an abortionist. He's a liar. And I can tell you tonight, I have no punches to pull. This is a heavyweight champion, and you know what? We're winning it because we've got Jesus. But if you ever step back and say, oh, I don't want to take that punch, that many times you got to take things, you just got to sit back and be quiet. Been told to me a couple of times, more I sit back and say, you know what? They telling me, right, be quiet. Stop sitting and listen. And I want to say to them sometimes, can you let me say something, please, also? Because I know God wants to do a lot of things in us, by us, and through us. And I want to tell you something, as much as I love you. When you get up in the morning, if you're married, tell your wife you love her. Matter of fact, before you go to bed, pray for her. Because some women don't want you to pray for them with them. Some women will say, that's not what I want to do. But do you know what? That woman brings the shame on the marriage, the same it is with a man. When he's out looking at a strange woman, he's bringing shame. When you see them doing the wrong thing, you bring shame on God. Oh, I thought that was God's man. Ain't nothing to him but a hipper, a hipper, a hipper. That's what he is, a hypocrite. And so old folks say, ain't nothing but a hypocrite. They couldn't say hypocrite, they say hypocrite. And I would just say this with much love and much to our God. Our God is a good God. Ain't none like him. Ain't none like him. Ain't no one like him. Do you still love him? Do you still love him? Do you still love her? Do you still love her? Amen. I will say this to you and thank God for everything God is doing, how God is and making us to be what he would have us to be in this hour that we now live in. There is no God like our God. And everybody should come to an understanding to hear what God is saying, because our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. See, America needs to stand up to its protocol. Preachers across the land need to start standing up. The fivefold minister needs to stand up. God has a great investment in you. God has put an investment in me and you. That investment as he put the love of his son in the hearts of those believers. And you know, when you see you and come to God, you ain't going to go back, because you're going to know how good God is. Sometimes it hurts me so bad I have to pray. I have to pray, Lord, keep me, Lord. Hold me. And it's our Lord. It looks like I'm going, hold me, Lord. Things get rough. The enemy comes in, and when he attacks with everything. They let the whole team come jump on you. I said, Lord, hold me. But I'm going to say, as the Apostle Paul said, I went to God 3 times. And I prayed to him, and God said, nope. My grace is sufficient in your time of need. You know that strengthened me? I'm telling you, it strengthened me. No matter how I see things, it's one thing to be. It's grace. He has strengthened me. God is not going to strengthen me where I want to be, but it's going to make me humble, because I want to be more like I want to be more like the Son of God. The Bible says he opened not his mouth. He didn't say a mumbling word. He stayed right there. He bore the pain. Like I was the other day, he put this long needle in my arm, and all I could say is, I said, Jesus, suffer the pain. But you know, it came to me. I don't have to suffer the pain, because Jesus suffered that for me. So it means I may come commendable to stand before him. Now, free. Most preachers like their churches because they like the job. Some preachers get paid $10,000 to $20,000 plus a month and more. Don't want you messing up what they're doing. They may be right. Some churches are standing good. But you know, you got some oaks and crooks and everything. But we got to go in there with the love of God and say, oh, can't wait now. I got to get out of here. We can be remarkable. God wants us to be that way. God's not shining on education. Education is you got to read reason. When you get into the Word of God, the more you study God's Word, God's going to have you understand it. One of the smartest men in the world who created that big machine that was a rocket. And they told him, said, well, don't you think that God is small now? The man said, no. He says, you know what? I ain't put a thumbprint on what God has and can do. Wow. The greatest man in man said, no. He said, this ain't on me. He said, Eagle, MC Squad. He said, no, this is not even a pencil full. Because when you see D equals MC Squad, the energy trying to mass multiply by 2. No, God is even, my God Almighty, bigger than that. See, when God said through the Son of His, he said, Son, he said, go down and tell them, I want you to give them a kingdom. He came and told us, he said, I'm going to give you a kingdom. Have you ever thought what a kingdom is? It's bigger than the earth. But can you imagine what he's really doing for us, through us, and by us right now? And you know, I want to thank God. I want to thank God for everything that he's done. Because God has been good to me. Beloved, I say this to you, gotta listen to me. You want to come to the station, let's get on and talk about God. We don't want to fight. We don't want to fuss. Let's talk about God. Let's believe what God wants to do. God has given us a place to reach out and touch. I've sent out emails. Okay, you can be on the radio station. I'm busy right now. Okay, stay busy. Jesus sent out a man one day hiring people to go to work. Man said, I can't go. He said, I got to go home and check on some. He said, okay. But when you look at it, you come back looking, nobody there. Go out and say, go out and compel them to come. And God is still doing what he say he's going to do. Amen. If there's anybody on the line with me, I would appreciate it. If you got any word to say, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, once again, as we come to a close of this hour, the time that you have given us to be spent before you, it's been a holy, prosperous time. It's been a time of holiness, a time of coming to close to be with you, a time to be in your presence, a time to acknowledge that without you we can do nothing. But through you, we can do all things. I pray for the prophet. I pray for prophetess Shonda from Georgia and for Rose from Ohio. I pray for them, Father. I pray you will keep them. Pray for the ones that want to come and do what you say, Father. I thank you for the boldness, Father. Pray for my cousin. I pray this body will continue to be healed. I pray for everyone in the name, Reverend McNeil, I pray you heal them. I pray that the dynasty, you bring healing to all the bodies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I thank you. Your word is so successful in my life. Your word is so powerful in my life. Your word causes me to say, yada, yada, yada. And I love you, Father. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, the highest praise. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. Hallelujah. I thank you for the highest praise. Yada, 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 yada. Yada, yada, yada. In Jesus' name of Nazareth. And tomorrow, beloved, if the Lord still tarry, tomorrow we're going to have a young man named Jason. He's going to be on. He's a minister of a church in Texas, from a Baptist church. And then we're going to have a young man who's going to be on, named Apostle, here in Houston, Newsom. Then we're going to have a young man that's a prophet, Wobel. And we're going to have a young minister, another man. He's going to be talking about the Book of Psalms. He loves it. And I want to let you know, if you can come back to be with us tomorrow night, we got a blessing for you. I can't guarantee you because it's already been stamped on the hearts of the believers. But just remember, said, I heard a man talk about Jesus. He didn't sound like a woman's son, but I heard him talk about Jesus, how he prayed to Jesus, how God has answered him. But you know, I think I'm going to come and hear what that man got to say. I want to let you know, beloved, to those that are listening, as our time wind down, those out there may know Tony Gill, we still pray for Tony. We pray for Angie. We pray for the whole body of Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we're going to move until you say move. I want to thank you, Father, for everything this day. And you know, amen. The one consolation I can leave us with tonight is these final words. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finish of our faith. He did not think it would be robbery to be declared equal to God. Hallelujah. Let this mind that was in you, the mind that was in Christ, let it be in you also. He didn't think it would be robbery. Amen. 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 And one thing I would say, because the Bible says when you finish reading, and I don't like to say this, but the Bible has a word. When everything else is in it, it has a word. But I'm not going to say that because I want to continue. I love you, and I want you to know God is faithful. We need to be faithful. So until that time, as time moves us to another level, to do what God has called us to do, to all that are listening, to all my brothers and sisters, to tell them, I love you. I love you so much. And I thank God for you. And remember, we walk it by faith. Not what we've heard, but what we believe. As one said, a dream can be fulfilled, but moreover, the word of God will be fulfilled in the hearts of every believer. So remember, until next time, this is Brother Hunter, your beloved brother, in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you on the other side, if God permits. So until such time, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. And remember, switch from the wrong way and get saved. Switch and get saved. Switch from darkness to light. Come aboard. We got the grand point that's out. Come on in. We love you. God bless you. Hallelujah.